From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Earlier this month, Marine Lance Corporal Ryan McCaughn was killed in Iraq. To understand how McCaughn found his way into the Marines, you'd need to know about his relationship with his father. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein has the story.
Ryan's mom, Nicole Cody, never saw her son as military material.
He wanted to be Jim Carrey Jr., and he was that funny. He would get up on a stage, hundreds and hundreds of people there, and it didn't faze him. And that's what I truly thought he was going to do.
English teacher Amy Pennington remembers the kid who liked to make people laugh. She thought he seemed to be looking for something he wasn't getting. Ryan confirmed that suspicion when she started reading his stories and poems.
When I would say, you know, what are you writing about here? You said this thing about your dad. His eyes would just get really dark, and he would say something kind of glib and pass it off, like, you know, well, my dad wasn't really around much.
Around the age of one, Ryan's parents split up. By the time he had entered high school, Ryan had met his father a few times. Apart from those memories, some photos and the occasional phone call, there was little else to the relationship. But Ryan was always curious about Tom. Nicole says the older he got, the more intense his desire became to know his father.
He was 14. We got him a computer, so now he's like, oh, I'm excited. I can, you know, maybe I can get Dad's email. And he'd call him and leave messages. Please send me your email. And it just went on for months, and no response. And I just saw the kid just crumble.
Tom says he was reluctant to call Ryan at Nicole's house. He says bitter feelings between him and his ex-wife made phone calls hard.
I'm sure I should have tried to communicate with them on email, and maybe that would have helped some, but because of the contentious nature of all the telephone conversations, I would never get the opportunity to really speak with them.
His junior year, Ryan began talking about joining the Marines. Nicole suspects that decision had something to do with following his father's footsteps.
He wanted his father so bad, something he wanted to be acknowledged by him. He wanted a pat on the back, you did a good job, son, I'm proud of you, something. And I think he thought if he joined the Marine Corps, then maybe he would get that pat on the back.
Tom estimates he and Ryan spoke 8 or 9 times when Ryan was deciding whether to join the military. But he says their chats drifted away from talk of war in Iraq.
You just talk. You don't really have to talk about anything important. It's just the kind of thing that you just talk about just because you're happy that you're with them. You know, it was obvious that we had a lot of catching up to do.
That never happened. Less than 2 months into Ryan's deployment, a roadside bomb killed him instantly.
I can't tell you how hurt I am that I'm not going to have an opportunity to have that man-to-man father-son relationship. I do believe in heaven that Ryan knew the pureness of the love I have for him in my heart.
Since her son's death, Nicole spent a lot of time at her dining room table, smoking cigarettes, wondering, what if somehow life had worked out just a little differently? The question makes her sick.
I'm devastated. I feel I've been cheated, and it's not my doing. I did everything I could, and it just wasn't enough, because I couldn't fill his void. As much as I tried, I couldn't. I was his mom. I was his best friend. It's just not fair.
Whenever people would ask, why, Ryan? Why do you want to go? He would say the same thing. If he could keep one dad from going to Iraq by taking his place, then he would have accomplished something. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.